Hi, this is Mariana from the QBio team, and today I'm with Cam Owen, founder and CEO of RBio. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
So let's go ahead and dive right in. Tell us about RBio. What inspired you to start this particular life science startup? What problem are you trying to solve, and why do you think RBio solution is unique?
Sure. So I started this company, one of three co-founders, about three and a half years ago. The company really started as a PhD idea. This would have been in 2019. I was thinking about the prospect of getting a PhD in synthetic biology. I was living in San Francisco at the time. So I applied to a couple different places with an idea specifically around cellular engineering. Long story short, the three schools that I applied to came back and said no, but they said no for a very specific reason, and that reason was I didn't have the research experience that they were looking for someone to be in their PhD program. So I knew that I still wanted to do this type of work, and so I kind of hedged my bets, if you will. So I said, okay, I will take a year, do this type of research, but I'll do it under the formation of a company. And if what we're looking at is successful within that year, you know, we will likely have a viable business and can take it that route. And at the end of a year, if not, then I can certainly go back to the same schools and say, hey, I've done now a year's worth of research. Here's the data and results that I've seen from it. I'd like to continue this type of work now at your university. So kind of a unique way to start a business, certainly. But I got together a couple co-founders. One from Johns Hopkins, who was a classmate of mine, and one from UCSD, who was a professor of genetics. And we all came together and said, okay, here's how we're going to start this business. Here's the work that we want to do, and you know, here's how we do it.
As a life science startup, what particular challenges have you faced in building your company? Was it finding space and getting the right amount of funding, knowing the right people to hire? How do you overcome this challenge if you haven't already?
Sure. So I would say a challenge that all startups would face, no doubt, is the prospect of raising money. Luckily for us, I think we've just started a business at the right time that has the right potential. We haven't really struggled too much in securing the amount of funding that we've needed. I would say initially when we were looking for lab space, especially being in San Francisco and, you know, by extension the Bay Area more generally, lab space was very difficult to come by. And so our initial round of research, the first year of the company, we actually had to go to the University of Nevada, Reno. So I drove at least once a week from San Francisco to Reno and back. So that was the way to overcome that challenge. Certainly wasn't ideal, put a lot of miles on the car, no doubt, but you know, when you're a startup, you got to find creative ways to do what you want to do, and solutions that may be a little bit outside of the range of quote unquote normal. In terms of finding people, you know, certainly when you're looking for employees and people to bring on, the first question people always ask is, well, how much are you going to pay me? And as a cash-strapped startup, that can always be challenging. You can certainly divvy out payments in terms of stock to protect some of the cash that you have on hand. But that, I would say, to date has probably been our biggest challenge, no doubt. We've ended up having to contract a lot of work through third parties and again, just find creative solutions to the problems that are facing you. That's the life of a startup.
Moving from California at such an early stage as a startup, how are you planning to expand RBio here in Houston? Do you have any advice for startups considering looking for a lab space here?
Yeah, I think for us, the move from California to Texas is very similar to a lot of what we're seeing more broadly as companies moving from the coastal areas and converging here in the great state of Texas here. For us, you know, there are certainly benefits of us being here, of course, from taxes, but the main thing for us is really space. You know, we've done three and a half years of cellular engineering type of work. The next step is to take all of that R&D work and begin commercial operations with it. For us, that entails pharmaceutical manufacturing. You know, while a lot of biotech is still headquartered in places like San Diego, you know, Massachusetts, Boston, things like that, Texas represents the ideal place for us, again, really in terms of space. If we're going to build and eventually outfit and run a manufacturing operations, Texas is really the best place for us to be. There's a lot of good land. There's a lot of good people. The tax code for a business like ours is certainly ideal, at least compared to some other states around the country. So everything really just converged into Texas for us. And I'll be honest, we didn't really think of Texas initially. Houston really wasn't on my radar, at least until maybe late 2021, early 2022, when someone said, hey, I think you need to take a trip out here to Houston and see if this could be a good spot for you. I was familiar with the medical center and knew there was some life science here, but really was blown away, so to say, at what's happening here. The companies that are moving here, the talent that's here, there's just a lot of good things here in Houston. So, you know, certainly this would be an ideal place to start a business, you know, bring a startup to the area. I would say look no further than us. I mean, we've been successful in that, and Houston is our home now.
When you say that you were interested in studying synthetic biology, what does synthetic biology mean to you?
Yeah, sure. I think when people think of synthetic biology, they think of maybe something more science fiction or something wild there. For me, it's really more of biology as a type of coding language. You know, this computer that we're talking on here, or the phone that I call people from and browse the internet, fundamentally runs on ones and zeros. Biology is very similar, except it runs on four letters instead of two, A, C, T, and G. And so, you know, using those four letters, you can create all sorts of fun things in the biological sphere. I think people have been thinking about this for decades now, but here in 2023 and really several years before that, we had gotten to a point scientifically where we could start to manipulate that type of biological code and do some fun things with it. So for us, we started out wanting to create synthetic microbes, you know, designer bacteria, designer yeast cells, if you will. Now, when we were successful in doing that, then we started to layer in certain other things. For us, we saw low-hanging fruit in pharmaceutical manufacturing. And so that's really, when you ask the question of how I see synthetic biology, our answer from our bio is using synthetic biology as a tool or as a way to pharmaceutical manufacture.
Well, those are all the questions that we had for you. Thank you, Cam, for stopping by. It was awesome interviewing you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you to everyone who joined in to listen. Our bio just joined QBio's community earlier this month. We're always excited to share our new members' stories and experiences on this blog. We currently have community and customizable private lab space available for entrepreneurs like you. Book a tour today on our website to learn more.